due to COVID-19, the coronavirus, so many people are walking outside with a face mask. There are different face masks. There are the official ones the healthcare workers hopefully get, the N95 mask, and then you have the regular cloth mask. Would it make a difference whether I walk outside with a N95 mask or if I walk outside with a cloth mask? And would it make a difference why I'm walking out of, am I walking, if I have a mask to protect myself, if I'm wearing a mask to protect someone else, or other people, I should say, or perhaps, let's assume hypothetically that you don't have COVID and you already got, let's assume you have them, you're immune to it, and so you're not worried about getting it, and you're not worrying about giving it out. But let's say everyone in your community does wear what, whether it's other Jewish people, non-traditional Jews, secular Jews, non-Jews, and everyone's wearing it. It's a societal norm. And by you not wearing it, you're going against the norm, and they might be concerned, like, oh, the Jews are spreading the virus, he doesn't care. So what about the optics? What about Ava? You're going to cause hatred, you're going to cause anti-Semitism. So would that be enough, even if you didn't have the other reason? Let's go see. So with the sugya, so actually, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. On Daf Samech Vavamad Aleph on the base, and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch that it's usher to go out with the face mask on Shabbos. So, end of the discussion. However, it's not, even though it's usher to go out, because the Gemara was talking about face masks that people went out to scare the kids with. I guess, like Purim, when you go to the horror in Niagara Falls or somewhere else, they have those haunted houses, so you have those masks in order not to scare people. So there, that you're usher, because assume is once you scare the person, assume that you're going to take it off, and they're concerned you might carry it. So what about these type of masks? These aren't, So let's assume you're wearing this mask to protect yourself. So we know in general, the halacha is, if you don't have an Erev, is that you're permitted to wear garments, you can wear clothes, and you're allowed to wear different types of jewelry, takshib. It applies also to other areas, as we'll see. So does a mask constitute a malbush, a garment or not? And even if it does, we'll see, does the Issa Drabanan of something we should take on and off, are we concerned, would we make an Issa Drabanan to wear it? So, if you wear a face mask for protective purposes, so all agree that the N95, I should say, that protects the wearer from contracting the virus, the COVID-19. So I assume also protects the wearer, and I'm assuming, I don't know, that it protects the patient also. If it's protecting you, then it's protecting them as well. But let's assume the main purpose of the N95, even though it has a dual purpose, I'm assuming, is that it protects you, but you're also protecting the patient as well. So if you're doing... So we know from the Shulchan Aruch, others, Gemara, that if you wear clothing for protection, so then it's okay. So if you're wearing something to protect you from injury, from pain, so therefore it's considered a malbush, and therefore you don't have to worry. It could be worn outside in Shulchan Aruch. That's the way we pass it in Shulchan Aruch. And even though maybe you don't normally walk around with a mask, and even in other different cultures, different climates. So even if you're wearing it in the winter, so you're wearing a mask that's going to protect you as well. And I guess if you're wearing a mask, it's rainy. You can find other reasons why it protects you. But we might most assume these type of masks fall into the category of garments. That's how Rav Asher Weiss seemed to learn as well. And in fact, Or HaZeruah talks about when the Rishonim of Yitzchak ben Moshe, 12th century, he talked about the Jews in France who were mandated, they were obligated to wear these anti-Semitic badges like the yellow star. So he passed, can you let her go out? How could you go out? So you could go out with a yellow star, you could go out with whatever those badges. So certainly you're able to go out with a mask. So no, he says, but why can you go out? He says, because they can become buttle to your clothing. That's how the Ramah works with other things. He talks about in different areas, if you need to hide even money, hide something, and you can hide it in your coat, it becomes buttle to your coat. So we see it's only outspitzel, but the mask isn't buttle. However, the mask is, you don't need it. It's actually something worn on you, and since now people wear it for whatever the reasons are, whether because the government forcing us, recommending us, so therefore that should be considered enough to be considered malbush. And even though we said, and even though as we pointed out, so that it gets into, everyone agrees if you're doing it to protect yourself, it's good. What about if you're doing it to protect others? So that also could be maybe, even if it's not a garment, it could be considered a takshe, like the Gemara talks about going out with the amulet to protect people. So if you're protecting people from the virus, so that's also, I guess that's the best segula. That's better than amulet segula. So if the amulet segula is good, why wouldn't this be? So either way, so therefore, those would say, could you fall under takshe if not? But in any way, it probably has the additional purpose of doing both. So therefore, the fact that it also is protecting others doesn't take away from the fact that it's protecting you as well, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. And that's why the poskim assume, many poskim assume, you could wear this mask on Shabbos. And even though why aren't we concerned you might take it off, because the whole purpose of wearing it is to putting it on to not to catch the virus. And even if a person would take it off, Rav Asher Weiss and others explained that you wouldn't take it off completely, you just like move it down from your mouth and under your nose. So the effort, that's still, that would be considered wearing something shelo kederach, and the effort would only be an issur d'rabbanan. So the only time Chazal made exer is when you're coming to carry, you violate an issur d'oraisa. But here he's only going to violate a d'rabbanan, so it's not an issue. So therefore, that's the consensus view seems to be, at least the post that I've seen, say that one is permitted to go out. I think Rav Asher Weiss writes, if you could avoid going out, then maybe it's better to avoid the shaila of, I think he talks about gloves as well. I guess if you're wearing the gloves could keep you warm, or in general, if you're a germaphobe, you might always walk out with gloves. So, I don't mean the regular gloves, I mean the plastic gloves. So, I think that's where I'm quoted, that if you could avoid it, okay. But if not, yes, you could rely on it. It's okay to go out if you have to go out. That one can go out with the mask and gloves. And even many say, even if you don't have to go out, if you need to get out, like you feel on a Shabbat, you don't want to be stuck in your house all day. So then there's grounds for that. And then you always have the Eva issue about causing, that people think the Jews are causing the virus. If everyone else is wearing a mask, and if only dealing with an Issa Drabbanan because you're wearing the mask, so then Eva, Chil Hashem, they should also play a role in terms of the optics, in terms of going out on Shabbos. If everyone else is wearing a face mask and only Orthodox Jews are not, and we're having a lot more anti-Semitic acts and people think the Jews are spreading the virus, that'd be another reason, even if it's not included in Malbush and Taksha, which it probably is, you have the issue of Eva and Chilul Hashem as well.